report, please, Carla, for communications.
Number five, request of Chandra Evans to address council regarding bringing participatory budgeting to Portland. Shonda.
Shonda, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Shonda Evans. Thank you for your time this morning. I'd like to share with you my personal experience involvement with participatory budgeting, I'll shorten it to PB, in Councilman Brad Lander's District 39 in New York City. While it is impossible to compare Portland to New York City, which fully supports PB, I can share with you my unique perspective as a former resident who actively engaged and participated in PB and the benefits of bringing Portland PB to Portland. PB can take many forms. It is unique to the residents that shape their communities who are engaged, committed, and support a constituent-driven democracy. As a volunteer delegate on the Education Committee, I worked with a small team of my fellow neighbors led by two experienced facilitators. We had an online presence and conducted outreach in our neighborhood. Some overlapped, some were rejected. The ideas generated by people varied as they were similar. One year, the PB demand for air conditioning in New York public schools was so great, Mayor de Blasio said, no more AC on the PC ballot. Too hot to learn was the city's pledge to ensure all schools had AC by 2022. Grassroots democracy brought change through PB to the entire public school system in New York City. PB can also reveal what cities fail to fully fund and highlight basic community needs. PB is more than using discretionary money set aside to whatever the committees research and designate as ballot worthy. It is about building an inclusive and more equitable community. It is about bringing people together. It is about listening and going to the people to look at their ideas and encourage their voice to be heard. The PB process that was followed in New York City had a functional user-friendly formula. Money was allocated to participating districts by the city, and the council person set aside a specific amount. The projects were placed on the ballot. Residents as young as 11 voted. In my district, Councilman Lander set aside $1.5 million with additional money for expense projects. Originally, I became interested in PB because I had an idea for an educational project. I did the research, created my model, and looked to allies for support. While the project involved three specific schools, it eventually resulted in a collaborative project between another committee and ours. Ultimately, it did not make the ballot. A new initiative was underway in 2017 by the New York Department of Education and School District 15 to create a more inclusive and diverse middle school admissions process. We realized this project would be best after the diversity initiative took root. Sometimes ideas evolve, are retooled, placed on the ballot again, only to be found in a different PB cycle. I notice my time is up, so I will close.
We still have more time.
Oh, I do?
Just your 1 minute notice.
Oh, brilliant.
30 seconds.
PB is by no means perfect, and the process may appear daunting. Portland has a unique opportunity to research and learn where the PB process is successful and thriving. What PB Oregon needs is a commitment from leadership in Portland so PB can be launched. We can have democracy at the street level. This is an amazing opportunity to harness the youth into civic participation. It's our future leaders we're looking at here. So thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you very much for that presentation. You talked about projects going to the ballot, election ballot, or is it a community?
PB ballot.
And so it's a different process than the electoral process?
Yes.
Okay, that was one question that I had. The and let me just be clear, we have no discretionary money this year. So we've looked at participatory budgeting over the last couple of years, mm-hmm. I know. Me personally, I'm very interested in the process because I think it is a good community process. But when you have no discretionary dollars and you are reliant on the general fund, which is not going to have any new resources. We have to be creative about how we start a process without money to attract money.
Can be done.
Can be done.
It can be done.
Commissioner Udaly.
Well, thanks for coming today. I'm friendly with Councilman Landers through Local Progress.
Brilliant politician.
Yeah, or Lander. Younger. And my office is also really interested in public budgeting. I think the biggest hurdle for us was just what a huge undertaking it was, and as Commissioner Hardesty mentioned, we didn't have enough. We could have spent all the money we had available just on the process, but then we would have no money to allocate. And also, we could use more expertise. So if you'd like to talk to Jamie, my policy director, it's worth having a conversation, see if we can come up with something. We've done kind of what I'd consider like public budgeting light, like more of a community budgeting, but not this kind of formal process you're talking about. And
that would
I'm
be
really
brilliant.
Intrigued.
Yeah. My time spent was an amazing, I mean, I was fortunate enough, Mayor de Blasio would peep in now and then on what we were doing. So it was a really engaged process, and it's been rooted in my district, former district, for a very long time. So they're valuable resources as well, not just me alone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate your being here.
Yes.
Carla, any